Check 1, 2, or Nena, apologies.
1, 2, 1, 2. Can you hear me?
Knock on wood, so far so good. I'm thinking breaking the 42 followers.
I told you.
I love that. I hope. Cool. So we'll wait for Daniel and a couple other people to trickle in. And then, do you want to shoot an invite to Sam, Nena?
Yeah, for sure.
I spun this up. Cool. When people play music in these Twitter spaces, do they just like hold their phone next to a speaker? Or are those people who have a full like Android emulator set up on desktop where they... I wonder, because I like hearing the waiting room music in the beginning of Twitter spaces, but sometimes you can tell it's just a phone mic held up to a speaker and it's painful. We'll figure that out one day, though.
I was thinking about the same. Like I've heard music, but it's usually from a computer, and you can notice it. Like it's very obvious.
Yeah, it's like they are switching there instead of coming from their mic. It's coming from like their computer's output. And we have Daniel. Let's go, Nena. I'm gonna send you a co-host invite as well, and same for you, Daniel. Once you're up here. Okay, so far no bugs. All right, this is going great. Just taking things one step at a time. How you doing, Daniel?
Mike Chubby.
Yes.
Nena, do your copy?
Yes. This is amazing. I told you guys it was the 42-42.
For anyone curious about what we're talking about, we have had very bad luck with Twitter spaces so far, almost so much so that it seemed this account was cursed, but I think we've broken it by breaking 42 followers.
Yes, I think so. This is like the first time in, I don't know, maybe like maybe since episode one. Like I think we've maybe had one other episode where we've had no glitches. And
I'm literally knocking on wood as I say this because we're 2 minutes in. But it's clearly behind the scenes. It's really just that Elon is now an investor in 42, right? So given a little special treatment. Kidding.
Yeah. Kidding. Mm-hmm. Funny.
Yeah, well, Sam is joining. He had a little confusion with the time. He's in Colombia and I'm in New York, so he thought that it was the same time. But no, we changed the time here like a couple of weeks ago.
Hopefully he still works for him, it sounds like, though.
Yeah, he's coming.
Sweet. So I guess while we wait for him, any minor topics, maybe not even 42 related, that you guys want to touch on? Anything you've heard in the past week that's interesting?
Just a minor hellos. I see we got Farmer Dave on Farmer Danny on the call. We got Victory and Oxytocin who've been following the 42 journey for quite a while. So good to see you guys here too. Victory and Oxytocin have sort of been following the 42 journey for about 2 years since we were building on Evmos. So glad to see some loyal followers all through the 2 years of bear markets.
Love it. Also like the, what is that symbol in both their names? The like half-filled circle? Cool. Cool. So yeah, Sam, did you get the, I'll send another, send you a speaker invite. And if you're not getting a request, Sam, try just requesting yourself and I'll accept it. It'll work. Not even going to put the bad energy out that it's buggy. In the meantime, yeah, so how's the testing been going? We can keep it brief. Oh, got the request. Let's hope this works. But just at kind of high level, how have you guys felt about the VIP testing, Nana and Daniel, so far?
We can't call it VIP testing in a public forum. No, I'm kidding. The beta testing has been good. We're getting some amazing feedback. Yeah, I mean, I presented to a cohort called Kernel that I went through recently. It's like sort of a Gitcoin, Gitcoin like public goods type of. It's pretty much on the philosophy of crypto, and there's like a lot of very interesting people from all walks of life sort of accepted into the cohort. They take about 100 people per cohort, and there's been 8 of them. And really, it's like about exploring your adventure. And your adventure can be anything. It's over a 2-month period, and you go through a bunch of lectures on what is money, what is crypto, what is truth, and like a whole bunch of philosophical stuff. And my adventure was obviously I took 42 through the program, so we did the 2-month course. And when I presented at the end, like which was about 2 weeks ago now, I just got some amazing feedback. And I was telling Nana yesterday on a call. Spoke with one of the mentors there who founded a protocol called Windows.Finance. And they were pretty much trying to do something similar to what 42 is trying to do. They pivoted away from it. But their founder, who's been sort of mentoring me, and he's sort of found product market fit now for Windows Finance, he's like, he said it's the best UI he's seen in crypto so far out of any user-facing DeFi app, which is pretty cool to hear. And pretty much everyone in this cohort that I presented to was like very just G'd up on what we're building. So that was great to see. So I'd say a lot of the beta feedback has been great. Obviously because we're in a beta process at the moment, there are bugs and glitches here and there, but that's the whole point of a closed beta. But nothing really significant, and yeah, just excited to get this live on the market soon. I don't know, Nana, has there been any interesting pieces of feedback you've got?
Yeah, I mean, I've got a really good feedback too. Like what you say, there's always like some little issues, but that's what this is made for. However, one interesting thing that I've got from like a couple of investors and also some of the VIPs was that this is what Cosmos needs. Like in order to get to the next step, this is exactly what Cosmos needs, because it is an easy way to interact with Cosmos, and it's going to be in general like the next narrative that we all need to implement. So I think that's very cool. Definitely like focusing on the users, it's something that we need to do. I mean, I'm happy that we're already building it, that we don't have to wait until another project like gets to consolidate and work on this for 1-2 years, because that's only going to set back the whole space. So I'm happy to hear that, and I'm happy to be part of the team that is actually building it.
Awesome. I almost forgot, actually, but I think a habit I want to get in for these spaces in the future is towards the beginning, just for new listeners, anyone listening to the recording. I think we should always give a brief little context and overview of what 42 is, just so when we dive into our discussions, everyone has, you know, some frame of reference for any new listeners. Maybe we can each take one each week and describe it in our own words. But for anyone new, 42 is a sort of DApp chain and asset management aggregation platform. So fancy words, but basically to say it makes managing all the various stuff you may have going on across Cosmos in different protocols and chains easier to manage and put all into one intuitive place. How was that for brevity combined with accuracy? I was trying to find that balance.
I think it was a pretty solid effort. Yeah, I think... would you like me to say it in my own words? Is that, or did you say we're doing one?
Let's each do one a week. So maybe next week you'll give a quick context intro and I think that's enough for now. Most of our listeners are probably aware of us, and I know we're all excited to get to Sam. So Sam here has or Decentronaut, love that name, or Decentralized, love the name, is the newest member of the 42 team. So first off, just a big warm welcome.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here with this team, and it's magical to be here.
Great to have you. So maybe tell us a little bit about yourself, like what's your background in Web3, what interests you most, how'd you get here?
Sure thing. I've been developing software as a hobby since 1205, since I was 15. Professionally been doing it for more than 14 years. And I joined crypto in 2015 because I had to move money between two countries. I moved from Brazil to Colombia, and I couldn't find a way to move money between both countries without losing 10% or a huge cut. So that's why I found about like the usages of crypto. I knew Bitcoin before, but I didn't find a practical use of it. So I didn't pay much attention to it. But then when I saw the practical use of it, it started like, I started paying more and more attention to crypto. Then in 1217, Bitcoin blocks started to become full. The network started to have very high fees. And then I started looking about all the cryptocurrencies, and I found a cryptocurrency called Dash at the time. And Dash is still alive, but is a
huge... What a YouTube throwback.
Yeah. And I worked... then I felt... very attracted by the community and about the low fees, let's use this thing as in the real world thing, and that really captivated my attention to it. And I started working in crypto since then in 2018. Then I worked in Dash for 3 years, and then a designer in Dash called Suba. If Suba is listening, shout out to Suba. Suba was showing this thing about DeFi, and I was like, wow, what is this DeFi thing? So that was 2021 already. DeFi was, I think, two or three years old. And I was blown away by what everything was being doing on chain. And I started to investigate the available smart contract languages at the time. And I found about this thing called CosmoWASM, which, well, to me was very way more elegant than Solidity. I had looked back in 2017 in Solidity, but I didn't like it very much because it looks too close to, I don't know. There was something that didn't caught my eyes. But then when I saw CosmoWASM, it was like, I fell in love with it. And then I had an idea to do a project with it. And then I quit my job and launched this project on Terra. Was called Local Money, which is a P2P that you can buy and sell crypto in a decentralized way. And then Terra crashed. I worked in a few projects. But then in 2022, I was in Cosmoverse. And then I already had met Elizel and Nena online, and I got to meet them personally there. And Elizel was looking for a dev to join his team for a hackathon to do a project, for the Cosmoverse hackathon in Medellin. And then Elisa introduced me to Dan, and then I joined them, and we did a great job at the hackathon. We didn't win, but for me it was like a huge experience, and it was very, very exciting to participate. And the feeling that I had in that team at the moment was a huge boost of in my mood at the moment. So that was a magical moment that stayed in my heart for all this time. And now almost 2 years after, I'm here officially.
That's crazy. You're saying you're behind Local Money? Because I actually used Local Money a few times. That's so cool.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's my world.
Amazing, yeah.
Little crypto, yeah. Cosmos family. Awesome. Cool. So, okay, then, awesome backstory. How'd you get in touch with like Daniel and Nena here? Well, probably Daniel specifically. What has brought you to 42 specifically?
When Eliseo introduced me to Daniel, I saw this genuine interest in solving the crypto problems that users really had. And I saw this very smart but humble guy. And also, like, I love his hustling spirit. And he has this aura that just, like, attracts good people around him and everywhere he goes. So, and he has this ability to connect anyone. And, like, he's very good in communicating and also ideas. So I was both sold out by the idea and also by working with someone that was so spectacular as Dan, and also seeing, like, Eliseo in the team, which was someone that I also followed and admired. And then after, when I was in the process of being hired, I knew that Nena was joined. And then I was like, oh my God, Dan is assembling a rockstar team. I have to join. So not because I am a rockstar, but because I want to be one. So if I want to be one, I need to be amongst them, right? So here I am.
Love it. Cool. Daniel and Netta, you want to add anything? I feel like now you have to say something nice about Sam. Keep it balanced out. I couldn't agree more, though, Sam. I think Dan's attitude mirrors his project, right? Easy communication, easy access to things, just connecting systems. Couldn't agree
more. I have to tell a little story. During the hackathon, the hotel that was hosting the hackathon, the internet at the hotel simply stopped working for everyone. And then, like, we thought, oh my God, what do we do? We're doomed, right? There's nothing we can do. And then them said, yeah, there is something we can do. Come here, Sam. And then I grabbed my laptop and I followed them around. We go across the street, go to another hotel, talk to the lobby manager. And then 5 minutes later, we are coding at the hotel. All we needed was 30 minutes more of coding. And then we finish and go back to present the project. That was the top of the hackathon for me. And that showed, like, yeah, there's no problem. There's just opportunities. Like, let's go and do this.
That's a great story for so many reasons. Of all events for internet to have issues at, right? Cool. Okay. What most people might be curious about within the 42 team, what kind of role do you think you'll be taking? Or Nena, if you want to jump in, absolutely.
Yeah, I just want to give a little bit more of context there, because actually something that we're missing on that story is the fact.
Did your mic just cut out? You left us on a cliffhanger. The part that is missing is.
Now, can you hear me? That was weird.
Weird. Okay, we're back.
I was like, what is going on? Oh, wait.
You're good now. It sounds like I'm on the edge of my seat, Nena. Come on.
No, sorry. I don't know why, but I kept hearing the same conversation over and over again. It was so weird. So what I was saying is the thing that we are missing here is that actually Sam, he lives in Medellin. So he was the local there. He could have solved that problem. But Dan, everything that Sam is saying is so true. Like, Dan attracts very unique people. Like, he has a special aura around him. So I agree on that. You have to meet Dan in order to get that. So I think Sam, I met him, I think that was 2020, by the end of 2020, maybe. So it's been a while. And we became really good friends over the years because we have kind of the same principles. And we just click immediately. So for me, when I heard that he was joining for 42, I was like, that's great. Because I know that he has always been very focused on, like, the user experience and to actually build a project that it's going to be for the users, that it's going to have a use case in the real world. And that's something that he did with local money, right? So for me, it just had, like, all the sense of the world. And that was also one reason for me to decide to join the team. Because so Dan was very smart there, because he also told me, like, oh, Sam might be joining the team. I was like, that's amazing. Like, we always wanted to work together in some capacity. So for me, that was great. He's super talented. He knows what it is to build a project. He knows like all the different things that you have to face, both like in a token side, in the user experience side, in the coding side. So I'm super happy to have him in the team because I know that his heart is in the right place, that his mind is in the right place, and that he's super talented.
I couldn't hear anything for the last like 15 minutes. Did you guys speak about me?
Wait, as in we're having issues or you were just AFK?
No, I'm only joking.
Okay.
No, I was
yeah,
like,
let's say all the nice things again.
What's that? you guys spoke super highly of me. I really appreciate that. I'm blushing actually sitting over here, so thank you. But yeah.
Hey, real quick, my mother has called me twice in the past 2 minutes, which indicates it might be urgent. So I'm actually going to go on mute and just check in with her. If Daniel and Netta, cool. You want to keep this convo going for a moment?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool.
Yeah, I think just on my side, Sam, yeah, when we went to that hotel to go finish off that code, that was one of the highlights of being in Colombia for me. It was super cool watching you like just smash out that last code and get through those last few challenges. And I've actually got a video of Sam when he finally cracked the code, and he has like a spiritual epiphany. So anyone who wants to see that video, I will share it one day, Sam. Yeah, so great to obviously have you on the team. And I think one thing that we haven't like really touched on, I know Nana, you sort of alluded to it now, but Sam, I think you've been like CTO of multiple projects now. So it's like, and I literally think that is the that's the skill set that 42 is needing. Someone who can not only crunch code on their own, but also just like oversee a variety of different things. And I think we're obviously right now, we're still in the early startup phase, like hacking a bunch of stuff together, sort of tying things together. However, I do see like a lot more sort of complicated stuff coming in the future. And I think you'll be a perfect candidate to sort of spearhead that position.
Yeah, I always like to be an entrepreneur. I remember in 2011, I was co-founding this delivery business. It's a mobile app that you could ask a delivery guy. And I was overseeing a lot of stuff, like front end, back end, the bathroom, the reception. Yeah, I've been doing the startup thing for a long time. And I really like it, man. I like to be like in a team where I can make a difference and that where I can participate together and see that our work together makes a difference. And that's what motivates me as well. So that's why I'm here. Mostly as a big part because of the team and also because the project is amazing. It's like I was actually, when I was trying the project, I did something with IBC that I couldn't do with any other tool. And that really shows that our UI is really ahead of the curve in many ways. So I'm really excited.
Legend.
Sam.
Love it. Cool.
Oh, yeah. You're back. Go ahead.
Yeah. I was going to say, just for people who are curious, so what does that put the team size at right now? So we have you three, myself is sort of part-time. There's some developers behind the scenes, right, as well, Daniel?
Yeah, so pretty much we got 6 or 7 full-time at the moment. So we got like sort of the six core members, which is the three of us on this call, plus my two co-founders, Moritz and Alessio, and then another front-end engineer. And then we've got an amazing designer who is like pretty much full-time at the moment. So it's 7 of us.
Cool. And genuine question, we hadn't talked about this, so you know, apologies if the answer is no and shouldn't say this, but are you guys looking to expand the team anymore in future? Like, just so people who are listening, who maybe know people or have skills themselves, or are we kind of, have you gotten to where you're looking to be for the foreseeable future? Are there any roles left to fill? That might be a better way to phrase.
I'm pretty happy about where we are right now from a team size perspective. I think sort of like, obviously we are an early stage company, and so the considerations here is firstly runway. So I think right now with this current team size, we have sufficient runway to find product market fit. I think secondly, obviously crypto is changing, is always changing super quickly. And I think the bigger the team gets, the harder it is to, like, if we do need to pivot into something, to like essentially steer a big ship in a new direction. So I personally like sort of keeping it a bit more nimble. But really, we are like, where we're sort of leading towards is being essentially a universal front end for DeFi, whereby any DeFi protocol that builds anything will be able to simply integrate into our front end. And what that requires is a lot of front end capabilities, at least at some point. So there will be a point where we do look at bringing on some more front end engineers. I'm also pretty bullish on sort of AI at some point being able to manage our assets better than humans can manage their own assets. So I think at some point we will need some sort of quantitative AI expert who can really just like find the best ways to feed the right strategies into an algorithm that points humans into the right direction. So I think that, like, if anything, those are sort of the new hires we'd be looking at. Yeah, maybe an operational person at some point too. Someone who just loves doing administrative tasks. So in the short term, no. Medium to longer term, yes, we will be looking at bringing people on.
Cool. Okay, so let's maybe get into the meat. Do we have any... Say again.
Are you looking for a role? Because you've been with
the team
part-time for a while, yeah, so who knows?
Not in particular. My schedule is quite packed. However, as we've talked about, I am excited to chat with you a little bit more about how maybe our projects can reinforce each other and join forces.
Yes, we should touch on that at some point soon.
Yeah. It's funny, we were talking with Kado recently, or we are talking with them about integrating, and the thought keeps coming like, well, they're already, you know, built right into 42, and we might just do something with them. Anyways, keeping with 42, do we have any interesting development updates, both in general, and I'm curious, does Sam joining the team change anything in the roadmap, sort of unlock any possibilities, anything both in general and maybe specific to now having him aboard?
Sorry, just quickly, Nana, I see you raised your hand. Do you have a point to add on anything out of interest?
Oh, I don't see that. Sorry. Thank you, Daniel.
Oh, no, I don't have my hand raised. However, I do want eventually for Sam to tell us what was the most exciting thing that he has seen from the dev side perspective of the project, because he shared something very interesting yesterday, and I would love to hear that again for my selfish purposes.
Let's go with that for sure. Take it away, Sam.
Yeah, so I was trying the swap feature of the 42, and one thing that I noticed that no other swap could give me this option to this date was if you have a token and you want to send it to another chain, if you click, you basically can swap the same token for just changing chains. But
so like Osmo on or like Stars on Osmosis to Stars on Stardates.
Yeah, and right. And the router simply detects there is a IBC route. But the thing is, the coolest thing about this is that it scans your wallet for all the versions of the same asset in all the chains, and you see your balance, and you see where in which chain that asset is, and you can manage, you can like bring your assets together to the native chain. I think that was really brilliant because I was like just testing the swap feature, and I wouldn't expect an IBC route to be there as a transfer, and that was very, very clever of the team to implement that way. So it's like a very asset first experience for the users.
Building off that, Daniel, I have a question. Would you be able to do something where, let's say I want to swap stars for Adam. If I had like, and let's say I wanted to swap 500 stars for Adam, and I had 200 on Stargaze, 300 on Neutron, 200 on Osmosis. Is there a way that I could, in that interface, just say, like, plug in 500 and 42 could deal with taking them from those places, like doing that step for me almost? Like acting as if my balances on different chains are one, abstracting the fact that they have to come together.
To me, I want to say yes, we can.
That is the problem. That would fix the Cosmos problem, I think.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah. I don't think we can do it right now. So I think Sam would probably have to touch base on that. But I'm always of the opinion that we can do anything if we really think about it. So,
yeah, true. Yeah,
never say never. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I love the idea, and that really solves up like this canonical asset problem we have in Cosmos, where we have like U Cosmos, and then you have like whatever name IBC slash blah 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 in another chain, then you have like all these funky names showing your Kepler. So if you can go to your 42 interface and just see, yeah, if I have 500 stars, doesn't matter which chain, and just want to swap to, I don't know, USDC Unoble, I can do that with one click. That's brilliant. That's one brilliant idea, and that's something that our UI has the capability of building. And I cannot assure that it will be on launch, but that's something that I'll throw out in our Discord, and I'm sure that our devs are going to love as well.
If you guys were able to implement an idea now that's ready at launch, that would be superhuman. So no, that's cool. Yeah, something to just look into down the road here. I even have some ideas of how that could work UX-wise. Like if a pro user wanted to expand it, they could prioritize the chains it's pulling from. So if they wanted to make sure, you know, they got all of their balance on its native chain first before pulling from Osmosis or vice versa. Cool. Anyways, just a great idea. This is why I love these calls. Okay, where were we before that?
I don't know, users on our platform essentially, like, based on their recommendations that get upvoted. So, like, if you had to, like, I don't know, it would be cool if we had this, but if you've made that recommendation and, say, other users on our platform upvote that, then, like, you get, I don't know, points towards a potential.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That would be
cool. And that could also help you guys, like, prioritize different development tasks and updates and stuff, yeah. Right? Based on, yeah.
Exactly, a way of incentivizing user feedback. I wonder, like, if anyone's built something like that yet.
I'm sure there's something like that, but actually nothing we've started work on. But we've actually had the idea to implement a sort of simple, like, forums type thing, something kind of like Commonwealth, but not as awful as Commonwealth, into interchain info for, like, projects. So maybe if we don't find anything for a long time, we may have something eventually that could be used for that.
Nice. I'll just annoy the tech team and add it to the roadmap. Say, guys, we're changing the priorities. I'm only joking.
They'll say, hey, whatever, you're paying us all the same.
No, in a perfect world. All the time. My tech
team.
They're like, no, mate, we are sticking to what we're doing. And I'm like, okay.
Cool. So actually, Sam, do you have anything else like that? Just because that was really good, like when poking around, playing with 42 for the first. If you don't have it off the top of your head, don't worry, we can move on. But something else we just went like, huh. Like that's one of those things where I go, why don't more places work like this? There's a lot of places that are bridge swap aggregators where if you just try and do a bridge, it won't work, which seems weird. Yeah, anything else like that you've noticed?
Yeah, not about the specific feature, but about the whole product in general. I don't know if you guys are old enough, but if you use the Windows defragmentation tool, back in time when data was stored in spinning disks, the data would become fragmented, right? and your computer will become super slow. And you could use this Windows tool that runs for a few minutes or hours and defragment your data and put everything in nearby sectors in the disk. So I see a fragmentation in Cosmos right now in both liquidity and user experience. So if I want to deal with three chains, or I want to learn about three different UIs, maybe two or three wallets, and I need to know how all these IBC channels, it's crazy. And that's exactly what we are simplifying. So we are defragmentating the experience of the user in DeFi in general. And that, I think that's a huge thing because it saves users time. And if you create a tool that saves user time, that you attract a lot of users to that. And I also see this becoming a Cosmos super app or a DeFi super app that you basically go there and manage your whole thing in a single screen. And that's really something very cool to build, and I'm in love with this project. I see it's a very long-term play, long-term project, long-term plan, but I think it, like the first version, will all already blow the water with our UX that we have.
Can't say anything other than I agree, spot on. And we've gotten that reception from most people, which is pretty awesome in our testing group.
To me, so, okay.
What are you
seeing at the moment in the Cosmos space? Like, how are you feeling on sort of Cosmos sentiment in general? And secondly, like, what are you seeing as like sort of some of the fundamental needs within Cosmos? And you don't need to say obviously UX because that's what we're building, but like
more of the newer and more fringe Cosmos projects getting support in things like 42. So for example, aside from a consistent solid user base, like still definitely absolutely relevant and growing, chains like Stargaze, Osmosis, Evmos, just some of these ones that have like been around for a while, they don't have the hype right now that Bera Chain, Celestia, even like Thor Chain, which is a Cosmos chain. They just haven't turned on IBC because they have an alternative tech. There's some other ones that are not coming to mind right now, but just some of these newer chains that are IBC connected, they just don't seem to be as, and I don't mean this in any kind of malicious way, I just don't know a better way to phrase it, sort of in bed with like the core Cosmos family, what skeptics call the Cosmos cartel. I think doing as much as possible to support them the same way we support these OG Cosmos chains is something that's really important, because they've made the decision to build on this tech, set up relayers, and or have, you know, other people have made that decision to connect to other chains, get IBC working. Yeah, and that's just a general first thing that came to mind when you asked that. I don't really have any specific example, like Bera Chain's not even in mainnet. But does that sort of make sense? I've felt like even though Cosmos has been growing, the core Cosmos sort of group of chains developers has kind of stayed the same rather than including new. Maybe I'm wrong in that too, but does that resonate with anyone?
Yeah, I think that resonates with me. And I heard it somewhere, I heard it maybe today. I was listening to actually a Bankless podcast. They released a podcast recently on like the new narratives in crypto. I think they released it like this weekend or this week or something. But, and what they were saying is like about sort of alt layer ones that are launching is that firstly they're incredibly hard to launch, so like, and I think obviously using the Cosmos tech stack makes that a lot easier, but they are nonetheless incredibly hard to launch. And then secondly, like as an additional sort of barrier, it's hard to market them, and there are only a few teams that have successfully managed to market them. And it's like, how do we start essentially giving exposure to these like sort of alt L1s or these long tail L1s, should I call them. I also had a call with Griffin from Archway earlier, who says, and this is quite on your point to me, Archway is sort of, it seems like their go to market to a large degree is focusing on these alt on these long tail L1s. They say like, essentially, if you had to look at the map of zones, Archway is focusing on onboarding or offering liquidity for all of the outside rings on Map of Zones, as opposed to potentially Osmosis, which is like only the sort of blue chips. Archway is looking at collecting all of the smaller ones. And I definitely think that there is like a good need for that. So I was quite happy to hear Griffin and Archway are focusing on that at the moment. Yeah, and I guess it is quite a hard dilemma, because 42 has only so much engineering capacity. I mean, at the end of the day, we are still a pre-seed company. And it's like, do we focus, what should our go-to-market be? Focus on these smaller L1s, or focus on some of the bigger blue chips? And somewhere we have to find a balance, because we don't want to just sort of be feeding into the existing big Cosmos chains, because they actually don't need it. And how do we start routing users away from the big L, the bigger chains, into the smaller ones? And I think there's like maybe like a constant give and take, where we potentially onboard the bigger ones for TVL and for users, but then onboard some smaller ones and sort of promote those smaller chains to the users, and start getting funds to flow that way. I don't know. Those are just some high level thoughts on the matter.
Go for it, Nana.
I'm so polite. I raise my hand all the time. but yeah, so I think it's something that I've seen also in Cosmos, and I've seen it evolving. Like at the beginning, it was much more of a club, and then it has definitely been evolving, but you still kind of see the same people at the core. However, I feel that the people at the core are also a little bit tired, and it's so many things. Like, you can only run too much for a certain time. So I feel that they're also like trying to find some support in other chains. And for example, in Cosmoverse, that's something that we kind of saw last year. And he's, for example, Zaki, he didn't try to speak much, because he was trying to listen more than speaking. And he was trying to like welcome more ideas. And it's something that I've seen also in New York. In New York, we have most of the founders and a lot of the core teams, and of that, people of that club, to say it like that. But whenever we go to the meetups, it started to happen something very weird, and it was the same people. So it was like 50 people, but we were all the same. We already knew each other. We already had like done everything that we could do together. So we started to see like, okay, how do we call more people? Because this is getting boring, and we can only grow that much. And now things are changing slowly. So I do see some shift in the perspective there. And then there is this other narrative that I've been talking about for a while, and is we all are kind of tapping into the same user base and the same liquidity. And that's not going to help us in the long run, because it doesn't allow growth. So I do see like all the small teams and the new teams, they are like gathering together, and they're also like looking for new users and new liquidity. And that's going to help the whole Cosmos in general. So I'm positive. I hope that we are actually shifting towards the right direction. But yeah, that's my two cents.
Okay, I guess lastly, let's go to you, Sam, for the same original question of Daniel's, which is just what trends or needs have you been noticing in Cosmos, just in general?
I see the fragmentation as well in the community. I see what you say of you having like a big core of Cosmos chain, but also having these new chains that are using IBC, but not as mingled with the other chains. We can, I don't know, DYD UX, maybe even Wormhole using IBC, but not being as close to Cosmos, but also allowing Cosmos to grow through EVM as well. So I think we are starting to see a consolidation phase as well in teams. So we see that like a first wave of projects failed, and these teams are also more battle tested, which is really, really good. So that can put Cosmos in a new position. And I really think I agree with Nena, which is the saying that it's time to grow the pie. It's time to bring more users. And 42 has this mission to simplify things, and simplifying things brings more users. And that's one thing that excites me as well. So yeah.
Yep, I think we're heading in a good direction too. Like, just to wrap all that up, because we all kind of touched on the same thing. Like Nena, I think you mentioned, I think things are getting better. There's definitely an expansion of collaboration, and like three projects in particular that I think are doing great in this regard: Mintscan, Yieldmos, and Restake.app from EcoStake. Just in that, whenever I go to any of those things, I'll notice two or three new chains I didn't even know were there before. And just due to kind of the nature of what those projects are, everything's presented pretty equally. It's just a list of chains. That's a bit harder to do with other projects, obviously, but yeah, like, it's just so funny. I'll be like, as someone who's neck deep in Cosmos every day, go there and be like, what is this chain that's now IBC connected or that just launched on the Cosmos SDK? And that's really cool. And if we kind of had that everywhere, to whatever extent makes sense for the given project, I think that'd be awesome. And I think we are moving in that direction. Cool. Okay. So Daniel, that was actually a great question. You got anything else like that? Topics? Also, audience, if anyone wants to come up and join this discussion, even touch on that topic exactly, that would be awesome. I think just hearing what average users and fellow builders, what you're noticing in the Cosmos in terms of either things we're doing well that we should focus on and keep doing, or areas we're sort of lacking where we gotta bring more attention to. What just happened? Daniel, are you still here? Oh no,
I can't hear
Daniel.
Him.
We went.
Oh no.
I just got sound back, but I lost it for a little bit.
Cool. Okay.
Was there a question?
No, I was just basically telling the audience if they want to come up, touch on that topic, feel free to request. But if not, yeah, do you have anything else like that? Like, that's such a good good topic, Daniel. Just general. Actually, no, I'll build off it. What do you guys think Cosmos is doing really well right now? And Cosmos in a broad sense, the interchain. Yeah, I'll let you go first, Daniel. You asked us the last question. I have a thought, but I'm curious. Unless the bug is back. I've knocked on wood way too many times. It's not possible. Daniel? Okay, Nena, what do you think Cosmos is doing really well right now? The interchain, projects, builders, communities. What do you think, like, with this kind of bull market, bull cycle that's been emerging, at Bitcoin's at an all-time high. Yeah, what are we on the money with?
Oh, no. Okay. A funny thing that I think that we're getting better at, and this is a funny thing, but it's something that I really like, and is merch. I think that finally we're getting good merch, like the quality and everything. Yeah. And that's something that it's important for me from a marketing perspective, because we used to have really bad merch in general. So now I think that it's much better. And also, like, that's something that you notice with the bull markets, and is there's more budget, right? So people do get to do much more better things in general. But also something that I think that it's been good lately is that the projects are starting to make more partnerships and to be much more open to the concept of multi-chain. Like, before, everyone was a little bit like, we're only Cosmos and Cosmos Maxi. And I feel that in general, that is a mindset that it's going to hurt you if you are in Web3, because the point of Web3 is decentralization and collaboration. And I've seen much more of that lately. much more of like that spirit of looking for new partners in other chains and see how we can really build things together. So like, I don't know, like Polkadot or Ethereum has this that is much better. Let's try to integrate and let's try to give a better user experience by combining forces instead of just trying to say which one is better than the other.
Yeah, it's funny because that's sort of the whole appeal of Cosmos in a way, right? And I totally agree. At the beginning there was, and when I say Cosmos, I mean the tech and concept, not like Cosmos Hub. In the beginning there was like a little bit of, you know, when a dApp was deploying, which chain are we committing to and only that chain, NFT collections, general pieces of tech or protocols, and seemed a little like antithetical or opposite of the general Cosmos thesis, you know, of like the purpose of having different chains, but having them be seamlessly connected is so it can act like Ethereum or some other monolithic ecosystem where everything's in one place, but just under the hood, everything can kind of be specialized to tech that suits it best. And I also agree. I think we're definitely have improved a lot on that over the bear market, actually, which has set us up for a good position during this bull, I think. We lost Daniel, but that may actually be because he had to hop to a call, because I noticed we're past the 45-minute mark. Not sure if he had something. So we can probably wrap this up here soon. But do either of you have any final comments in general, things we want to touch on, shout out?
Shout out to Milstein and Wookie that are in the audience. I'm waiting for my Wookie on Cosmoverse. Wookie are the guys from Stake and Relax. I love them. Yeah. And I've been asking desperately for a Wookie. So let's see.
Big fans of them as well. Shout out you guys from me, Timmy, who probably you recognize by voice, but... Cool. And Sam, any words from you other than just on our end, me and Nena, awesome to have you on the team. Just want to reiterate that. Really exciting.
Yeah, just really glad to be here. Very nice first spaces. Hope to be in next spaces in 42. Really like to be close to the community as well. So yeah, really, really excited about this project.
Cool, guys. So we'll probably wrap it up here. We'll probably be having episode 10 of The Answer next Thursday. Probably at the same time slot, but sometimes it shifts around. Just Daniel's a busy man, so keep an eye out on Twitter. We'll let you know as soon as it's scheduled, and we hope to see you there. Thanks for tuning in, everybody, and share the recording with your friends. Let them know about 42, and they're not in the wait list, tell them public launch will be sooner than later, so stay tuned. Have a good one, everybody.
Hi guys.
Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of trash is under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Motherfuckers walking around here looking faceless, trying to make a living selling friendship bracelets. Dead ends dragging out the max amount of payments. Red down days, got them acting all bankless. Yo fam, what? Check these tokenomics. They probing this bear, flexing broken honest. I had to lay my soul down, I'm just roasting otters. And then to end a long day, 11 bowls of chronic. Never known the politic, I was born to frolic. It's been my policy to pollinate all over the plot. We got a lot of apologists jumping in at the top. We like to measure their velocity before they hit rock bottom. Over impossible loss, it's all moss. And I'm liking the odds, fondue in the morning, forming mycological bonds. Flick the cap, though the road is highly involved. Flip a coin, diary falls. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come, first serve mentality stuck in the burbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We rape them under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play ring around the rosy. cozy while the thunder is served. Trying to figure out the max amount of dinner lace, stacked in non-toxic, just to get a better place. Smacking on the hostage, like the shit is play for keeps. Clowns, white knight, and all these Maybellines. They call it implausible, when model after model keeps on ripping off the coat and going full throttle. Beats, tearing apart your community. All these low-hanging fruits bearing zero liquidity. Got a planet in reach, coming standard to each. I'm on the back 10, stargazing after the siege. Commanding all the management to grab a few Z's, and then we'll round up the beasts and send a messenger east. Y'all better sign a release when I'm bumping these beats. Hands up if I got motherfuckers drumming the streets. Yo, we got a few dubs, we got a couple defeats, and if you're coming for the king, you better have some of each. Motherfuckers screaming out loud, looking for mercy, before they find themselves working a corner down in Jersey. What could be worse? Misrepresenting the first come first serve mentality, stuck in the verbs. I'll be numbing up first before discovering what works, and we'll see what other kinds of treasures under the dirt. We raping under the earth, sit and wonder about the worth and play. Ring around the rosy while the thunder is served. Spaces.